Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Numero uno. With the right combination of people to make us number one, that would include Victoria Keenan and Jay Kirshner. A general off for a couple of days. Doug Steffen here at the helm with an overview of Friday, October 22nd. We'll only have one more Friday in the month, and then it'll be November, novembre en français. The week has been filled with a lot of people news. I'm not sure which one I find more, I don't know if intriguing is the right word for it, the fact that Alec Baldwin shot off a prop gun, killed somebody on a movie set, is something that is, it seems to me a number of years ago, the same sort of thing happened somewhere, not with him, but with somebody else. Actually, Bruce Lee comes to mind also, a prop gun with real bullets in it. Who is as stupid as that is to put real bullets into a
prop gun?
Is that
what this was?
Well, yeah. Typically, it's not real bullets. It's that something gets lodged or stuck inside the barrel.
Is that what happened
and
here?
That's what
I only saw that he was trending. So what was the story here?
So it's unclear if the person who loaded the gun mistakenly placed bullets inside, or if there was something lodged in the barrel that hit the director and the director of the photography as well. The director of photography was killed. The director was sent to the hospital. Alec Baldwin was filming a new Western film called Rust.
Rust, yeah.
And Alec was the one who fired it?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, initial reports were just saying someone fired it, but the latest ones out were saying that it was Alec, that it was his role.
God, I can't imagine having to live with that. Oh.
Well,
a freak accident kill someone. Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to be a conspiratorialist here. But why, if for any reason, is there any kind of, the prop gun is supposed to be checked out, if there's something in it, whatever it is, whether it's a bullet or something else, what in the world? It's just, well, anyway, it is what it is. And so does he get charged? It wasn't his fault. He didn't put the thing, he didn't load it. The prop people loaded up the gun. The actors, that's one of the things that's so interesting about acting. They don't do anything except act. They don't talk. They don't touch anything. The unions don't let them touch props. They can't drive anywhere. They have to do what they're paid to do, and that's act. And that has, that's the end of it. I think
it's horrible to see the pictures that TMZ has of Alec Baldwin, like, crying and talking on the phone. I don't know, maybe his lawyer, his agent, his wife, I don't know, but it's what a horrible, horrible accident and tragedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh my God, you took someone's life accidentally. Even imagine. That's just so awful. Apparently, according, as of last night, TMZ reported that the sheriff's department, everyone interviewed Alec Baldwin on the scene, and no charges have been filed. Doesn't mean there won't be wrongful death and all that other stuff coming up, but...
Yeah. But wrongful death wouldn't go against Alec. It would go against the studio or...
Well,
even
wrongful
maybe the
death, everybody likes to lump everyone into it, so you never know. It's a civil thing. It's not criminal, so you can go after anybody.
Well, the other thing notable here is that he looks like he's about 900 years old. Whether that's part of the makeup, I think of late you see him in movies and he looks pretty much his age. But I
well, maybe Eladia should stop having 17 children with a guy who's 60 something years old.
He's 66,
maybe that's part of it.
Yeah,
she keeps pumping out babies in the same year and having one and a surrogate that's a month behind. I mean. That a lot of those kids take years off your life, so I don't know. he doesn't look great at all.
He doesn't look good. Flashback to The Hunt for Red October, young, vibrant, and that was 1988, I think.
Yeah, if someone went back and saw a picture of you in 1988 either.
I look the same as I do now, exactly the same. Yes, 100%. Other people in the news to talk about today, the dental records of Brian Laundrie have confirmed that he's the one that they found, was it yesterday or the day before, whenever they did, the police say the skeletal remains are him. So they found clothing, I guess, and stuff.
They think the notebook might be key, that maybe he's either got a confession in it or tells some sort of story as to maybe it's a suicide note, because we don't know what the cause of death in his case is. But, I can't imagine that. Yeah, I can't imagine that that Gabby Petito's parents, and no one seems to be talking about Gabby anymore, or her family, but I can't imagine that her family feels any better. There's no real closure, you know, there's no accountability if he's dead, too. I don't know, it's just, the whole thing is tragic.
Yeah, another tragedy. And then where do you assess if he's done? Does the family go after the parents for the wrongful death of their daughter?
Right.
Or you just let it, you know, let it be. It's over. Mm-hmm. Done. Finished. And that's the end of that. So another thing that's sort
of, I don't know,
finished.
I'd go after the laundering parents, because the way that they acted for 37 days, either helping him on the run or playing dumb or whatever. I don't know. Well, I'd go after
them. The playing dumb will be their it'll be their defense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know. We didn't know.
Just the timing of everything. Like, they just decided, you know what, we're going to go on a walk and we're going to go to where he normally goes. Why didn't you tell authorities where he normally goes? Why was that information left out? Why did nobody search this area beforehand? Mm-hmm. Why did they not know about this area?
Take a deep breath. Next up in the people department is Kate Beckinsale, who admits that being super smart isn't all that's cracked up to be, especially if you're an actress. As she was on with Howard Stern, was asked by Stern what her IQ was after mentioning that she went to Oxford, studied Russian literature, can speak Russian. She admitted her mother.
The weird thing is, she started bragging about having a very high IQ. And so, like, Howard was like, well, how high is it? And then she said she couldn't remember a number. And then he kind of, you know, made up a range of it. And I guess they called her mom on the show. And her mom said that she had 152 IQ. And Howard was just sort of incredulous. He was like, what? He's like, that's like Einstein level. We don't know if that's really true or not. You can go to Oxford and study Russian literature and not be Einstein.
Yeah.
But
my daughter went to Oxford,
like,
and she doesn't have 100. She got a high. I have 141 the last time it was tested, which was 40 some odd years ago. I'm betting my daughter's IQ is much higher than that. So, you know, the Oxford thing, well, it's one of those deals. Do you have to be really smart to go there or to a place like that? Or do you get smart going there?
I don't know. I just think it's kind of funny that you're like, I mean, I don't know. Kate Beckinsale, there's something about her. I've just read, I don't know, I like her as an actress, but I've just read so many weird things about her, like in weird interactions with fans. She's just, I don't know, she really thinks that she's, you know, hot stuff, and she's pretty, and I like her as an actress, but I don't know. I just think when you're in the hot seat with Howard Stern, I don't know that that's the right approach to take, because naturally now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just so smart, and I'm too smart for my own career, and it's, you know, it's very difficult to date me. I mean, it's like, okay, girl, like, calm down.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just felt
like
a lot.
She's not married? She's
no.
not married? Kate Beckinsale's not. How old would you say she was?
I have no idea how old she is, actually. In her 40s, maybe?
Yeah, I always get her confused with Blake Lively. There's something about the
Oh, God, no. Right? Very different.
Really? Yeah.
So you don't think they look alike?
Jay, they look
somewhat?
Not at
like,
all.
Jay, welcome to Doug's comparison game, because he picks literal apples and oranges, and he's like, they're exactly the same.
Oh,
no,
no.
Blake Lively is blonde and much younger and looks nothing like Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, I think Blake is like early 30s. Kate Beckinsale is 48.
Mm. Okay. Well, she looks good. But
she
it's weird.
She dated Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
That was like,
yeah,
do
that
you remember
weird.
That? That was a big one. He's 27.
He looked like, and he looks like, you know, he only wears a hoodie and he's always sucking on a lollipop and wearing
he's
baggy pants.
In sweatpants.
And
uh-huh.
She's very chic and put together. And they, the two of them walking around, like, I was like, okay, she looks like his aunt. Like, is she taking him to, like, a lunch date or something? It was weird.
Well, that's
speaking
probably
of
purely
Blake,
physical.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Lively. He's married to Ryan Reynolds, right? And they have
correct.
Three children. She has, I'm just looking at her Instagram account. You can find it too, ladies, I'm
and
sure.
Are you looking to see how much she doesn't look like Kate Beckinsale?
Well, I was just looking to see, yeah, sort of, I guess. In my mind, they come into my mind together, as a matter of fact. Like, there are a couple of darker-haired actresses that look, well, they don't look, it's maybe they're in the same league, the same generation. My son knows all three of these actresses, Megan Boone, who used to be on The Blacklist, Emily Wickersham, who was on NCIS, and who was the third? Oh, Sophia Bush, who was on. They're all L.A. people. They all go to the same gym, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, talking about crazy, he says Megan Boone is certifiable. I thought she was fabulous.
I don't know who that
is,
but
she played the female lead in The Blacklist for 9 years. And I was very convinced that she was really quite a good actress, and she is. But maybe that's what it takes to be a good actress. You got to be whacked to a certain extent, or at least, you know, not on the same page as lots of other people. Anyway, Blake Lively has reportedly said that she wants her children to be off limits to the paparazzi. As a matter of fact, there was a picture taken of her with her family, and she called the guy that took the picture and said, "I don't want my kids in public, so take it out." And apparently he did. So that's kind of good. I think that's, you know, the people. Remember Jennifer Garner? Didn't she kind of do the same thing?
Yeah, there was a whole a law passed that kids are not, if they're not actors or whatever, kids of stars are not permitted to be shot by the paparazzi. And Blake Lively's not only been going for the photographers, she goes for any news outlet that also shares their photos. And she's like, this isn't a request. You're part of the problem. Stop sharing.
But I see stars with their kids all the time, and their faces are not blurred out. I mean, that's a very strict law over in Europe, where a lot of stars will move to London or France or wherever, because you cannot... They have very strict laws
privacy
against it. Yeah. But over here, I mean, we see Ben Affleck and J-Lo with their kids, like, every day.
All
and
the time.
Their kids aren't, their faces aren't blurred.
I wonder if there's something that they just don't mind, so they don't go after them. Because there are a lot of celebrities who post pictures of their kids themselves, which they have the right to do, and they still can ask other people not to. But there are, like, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, they're two that are, like, our kids stay
don't
off of social media.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, they block their kids' faces from everything.
18 past the hour. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything. And that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
23 after the hour now. Yep, you found Friday, and it's a radio time. DJV show, as the ladies like to call it. They don't want me to use the term program.
So old.
Oh, come on. Stop underscoring that, will you please? So, Jen's not here. Victoria Keelan is here to take advantage of the situation with me being the nicest guy in the world. Jay Kirshner is here as well with trending stories. Matter of fact, there's something very offensive for us to talk about. We'll be after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, let's find out what we know here, Jay, regarding this California teacher who's been placed on leave. Why would that be?
Yeah, she had quite an interesting way of teaching one of her lessons. She put on a paper makeshift headdress, Native American headdress, started doing kind of like tomahawk motions, and was jumping around and chanting Sokotoa, which is a mnemonic device used for trigonometry. And she went on with this for like 5 minutes. She was doing it for quite a long enough time that one of the Native American students that were in her class was like, I need to start recording this. I feel kind of like this is volatile. This is against me. I should film it. So
was it against? Why was it against? Why is that considered against?
Well, it was very offensive,
video, right?
And he was Native American.
I didn't see it here.
No. Oh, Jay sent it around yesterday. You were supposed to see the video. Anyway, she's ridiculous, and it's just, she's just making a mockery.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and
it's
she
a ridiculous,
just keeps chanting
Sokotoa. But who decides that it's offensive?
I was offended just watching it, and the Native American kid in the class obviously was offended by it.
How old are these kids? High school kids?
High school kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the teacher's been placed on leave, and the school district sent out a note saying that this does not reflect on the school, this is not what they do.
Yes,
the behavior.
It does.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah, that's such a stupid statement.
Well,
because
especially...
She's been doing this for years, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so they said the behavior is unacceptable and offensive, but a former student, as far back as 2012, posted photos of the same teacher demonstrating the exact same routine to Twitter. So this is not something that this woman just did this time, this year. This has been going on year after year.
We have nothing better to do than to go after... Yeah, it is kind of dumb in this era, but to make a big deal out of it. Everybody's offended by something. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder.
No, but if you watch the video, Doug, you're going to be like, oh, God, you're a former teacher. I mean, if you see this, you're going to be like, wow. Your daughter is a professor. I mean, if anybody...
Stuff like that people find offensive.
Yeah. Well, but
and even if this was
wearing a headdress, too. I mean, it's
and she's
so...
And tomahawk motions. But even if this wasn't something that was offensive, like, why do something like this in front of high schoolers? They're so mean. They're so judgy. Why would, like...
Yeah, that's a point. Yeah. I've gotten to the... Actually, you know, when, as a kid growing up and somebody as a young adult, maybe even into... I still consider myself to be middle-aged. But into my 40s, I used to... Why was that? What was that snicker?
Nothing. I love your
consider that offensive.
Middle-aged.
You've offended me.
I want
an apology.
I apologize.
Okay.
I couldn't control the laughter.
Okay. Apparently not. Anyway, I was going to talk about watching old John Wayne movies where the Indians don't get shot, but I don't like watching them.
Middle-aged people love John Wayne.
All right. 28 after the hour. Enough of that.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai North America has joined Shell Hydrogen to encourage growth of the hydrogen refueling infrastructure in California. The agreement, known as Project Neptune, supports Shell Hydrogen's construction of 48 additional and 2 upgraded hydrogen fueling stations across California. In its portion of the agreement, Hyundai has committed to fuel cell vehicle sale growth, supporting the expansion of hydrogen infrastructure. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Brissana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID cases in America have dropped 22% in the last 2 weeks, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, on Thursday formally endorsed the use of COVID-19 booster shots from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson for some adults. It should be noted, rare but serious side effects have been reported with the vaccines. Heart inflammation has been discovered after young men were jabbed with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and a rare type of blood clot most commonly found in 30 to 39-year-old women after receiving the Johnson & Johnson shot. Texas on Thursday asked the Supreme Court to keep in place a law that bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is asking the High Court to ignore the Justice Department's emergency request that they temporarily block the heartbeat law, officially known as SB 8. China will no longer stream Boston Celtics NBA games after player Enes Kanter called President Xi a brutal dictator. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The supply chain bottleneck in America is being described as the worst shortage since World War II. Georgia congressional candidate, Republican Mike Collins on Fox News, says most lawmakers saw this coming, and the Biden administration is to blame because of inaction.
Well, he should have seen this coming as well, and prepared for it, as well as the L.A. port. Now, you know, operating 24 hours, 7 days a week now, is not going to, you're still going to produce that, you're going to put the goods on the ground, but you're still not going to be able to get them pushed through to the end user any quicker, because you're right, there is a truck driver shortage out there, but they could have done a better job of planning. And it's just one more example where there's failed leadership, and we're using this America First, Last policy. You know, the Trump administration did a great job with helping with reduced regulations and other things that are causing the problems that we have today that are making U.S. manufacturers have to go overseas to produce their goods, as well as the regulations that have hampered the trucking industry for years. And that's the main reason that I am running for Congress, is to take that experience from small business and take it to Washington, because we've got so many career politicians in Washington today that do not understand or have the full effect of what these overreaching regulations have done to every aspect of our American economy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm actually just preparing myself for more ridicule for my co-hosts. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off today. Here's the story of that lacrosse player who was in a hot dog eating contest. How come this hasn't happened to the Nathan's guy?
Right?
4th of July.
Or that tiny Asian woman who wins the female version of that, of the Nathan's hot dog contest, yeah.
So, Jay, what's the story here? She was a student at Tufts University here in Medford, and what is this, hazing? What was going
on? No, it was an off-campus charity event. She was at the hot dog eating competition, and she choked. And ooh. I haven't been able to find whether or not anybody tried to perform the Heimlich maneuver or not, or if she was just that, like, she was just choked and nobody did anything. But reports said she fell unconscious after choking, was rushed to the hospital after first responders got to the scene, and then passed away later the following day.
Oof. Does it go down the windpipe or down your esophagus? Which constitutes, will they both kill you?
Well, yeah, just it gets lodged and you can't breathe. You suffocate.
Yeah, there must be a way you can.
The Heimlich doesn't get it out of your lungs. The Heimlich gets it if it's stuck in your esophagus.
If it's stuck in your throat, yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah. So if it went into her lungs, if she aspirated, that's usually my mom was just in the hospital with that last week, and so it's aspirating. Wait, is
she was in a hot dog eating contest?
No, aspirating. Oh. And so that's when it goes into your lungs, and if you don't clear it out of your lungs, that causes pneumonia, and you can, you know, die from it.
Yeah,
pneumonia. Bacterial pneumonia. Infection. Yeah.
Mm. Yep. But with all, if she was in an awkward place for a day, why didn't somebody perform an operation, open up her lungs, and get it out?
Well, if she already fell, if she lost too much oxygen to her brain, then that's it. So she fell probably into a coma, and then there's nothing else you can do.
At 20 years old.
Yeah, 20. Yeah.
Woof.
So sad.
Yep. Adele apparently very much likes Celine Dion. She has gum from Celine. This is
used
a little
gum.
Strange. This is a little bit. How is she around Celine Dion when Celine Dion, say it again there, Celine Dion was chewing gum?
Well, she wasn't. This is she was so the story is that she was doing the 73 questions, which is a YouTube segment that Vogue magazine does, as she's the cover, the person on the cover this month. And so they asked her one of the 73 questions, which actually she allowed to go to like 98 questions or something. And they said, "What is your most prized possession?" So she pulled out a little frame, and it has a wad of chewing gum that's framed, and it says Celine Dion's chewing gum. And so she said James Corden is a friend of hers, and they also they did carpool karaoke together, and in it she mentioned that she was a huge fan of Celine Dion. Well, James Corden was around Celine Dion doing carpool karaoke. She was chewing gum, and he said Adele is a really huge fan, so he made Celine spit the gum into a napkin, and he framed it for Adele.
That's her proudest possession, she says.
Good heavens. Funny, funny, funny. All right, so John Legend is somebody that I have talked about a lot. And there's now the story floating around about this street musician who performed his own rendition of All of Me here in Boston. Is this Legend that we're playing, or is this the guy who's...
It was a girl, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a woman.
Yeah. Right. This is John, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, this is good. The lady's name was Radha Rao. I think that's how you pronounce it, right?
That's how I would say it, Radha Rao.
Yeah. He apparently, he was visiting Faneuil Hall here in Boston with his family. There was a show, and this woman is performing the song. And he gave her a big hug and a tip, apparently. She was just... it sounds like a random sort of thing.
She was doing her usual busking outside Faneuil Hall, and he just happened to be there, and he heard his song and went over, and she said she didn't recognize him at first because he was wearing a mask. He pulled his mask down, and she kind of got the shock of a lifetime.
She says she's been singing this since this past summer. I think this is a fabulous song, by the way. Phil, crank that up again a little bit.
My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind.
I like this part. What a wonderful romantic song. I didn't think about it. All of me loves all of you. I'd like to have Lewis sing that to you.
Oh, I remind Lewis all the time that he needs to love me the way John loves Chrissy. I remind him that all the time.
Yeah. And how about Ryan and you, Jay? Can you sing this?
I need more personal space than that.
I do. Okay. All right. Good enough. We seem to be on a people kick this morning. Let's keep going with the Queen. Buckingham Palace says that the Queen spent a night in a hospital checkup. She needs to rest. She's 95 years old. We were talking about her earlier in the week, and people were aghast because she was using a cane or something.
And then they took away her nightly martini. This is what happens. Now she's in the hospital.
Yeah.
You don't take away the Queen's martini.
Don't break format.
Right. Yeah.
Spoken like somebody who does it every night herself.
No, I couldn't. I'm envious, though.
But the Queen's okay, I just know the queen's fine.
Here's hoping, but would they tell us otherwise?
True.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 95, she's had a wonderful life. God love her. Hope she can go on for as long as possible, because she's better than any alternative they have to be king or queen, if nothing else. We were talking about going, is it Blake Lively, so smart, yada, yada. And so I was looking at a couple of college items here. I found this interesting. This week, the University of Southern California says they're apologizing. And then they're also giving degrees to 120 Japanese Americans who were barred from finishing their education during World War II. When this was going on, they didn't even give these people their transcripts who wanted to go somewhere else.
That's horrible.
And after the war, there were a lot of Japanese Americans who wanted to re-enroll. They were told that the university didn't recognize their credits, and they had to start all over again. And so this was,
this is something I never knew until this story hit.
Oh, really?
Sort of made national news this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Very prevalent during World War II,
I knew about the camps and stuff. I knew that. But I didn't know that even after that was over, I mean, these were Americans. Even after that was over, they couldn't re-enroll in education. That's insane to me.
There's a lot of prejudice here in lots of different ways. You know, it isn't just exclusively Black Lives Matter. And that's one of the things that I think bugs me about the movement. It sort of excludes everybody else who's had a problem. And I think that there's more to it. And more to the sorts of things, for whatever the reason, there's an attitude. It's not just white people. There's a religious attitude that people have. Look at what's going on in China. There's an attitude that we have here in America toward Asians. Most people don't know the difference between a Chinese person and a Japanese person or a Korean person. They all look, they all look the same. I remember hearing that about black people. All black people look the same when I was a kid. Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it's pretty hard sometimes to climb up over that. But this is an interesting thing. Schwarzenegger signed a law back in 2009 when he was, I think it was the last year he was governor, requiring colleges and universities in California to give the degrees to the students. But the private schools, USC is a private school, were exempt from that. So the state-run schools, UCLA, that system, gave all of the degrees, and then, you know, the private students.
I mean, this is just an honorary thing. I mean, these people are dead, so, you know, it just, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it's a nice thing to do, and the family seem to, it's a little bittersweet. You know, it's unfortunate that it has to come to this, but, you know, I think it's the right thing to do. It just, you know, like, I think we just need, like, I don't know. America has an ownership problem. Like, we don't own up to stuff, and everyone wants to just run away from
atrocities.
It's
not exclusive to America. That's a pretty European
thing. Yeah, but I'm only
talking
about America. I'm just saying, like, that's just, I mean, it just, I don't know. There's just so much of this, and we wouldn't really need, I mean, let's be honest, we wouldn't need more movements to recognize, marginalized groups if we just collectively admitted that, you know, America's not perfect. We're a living, breathing, thriving country that changes all the time. It's like the English language changes every day. You know, we acknowledge that. It's
unacceptable.
I don't know. It's unacceptable that we don't own up to the horrible atrocities in our past.
It's unacceptable that we give in to the horrors of some of the language kerfuffles that happen.
Well, I'm talking about much more important things than slang. I mean,
Amherst College announcing that it will no longer give admissions preferences to the children of alumni, saying this gives greater opportunity for more applicants. This is kind of funny, because most colleges, I don't know, my alma mater loves legacy students. Where went and two of you, do they like legacy students? Where'd you go to school before?
I didn't care.
Yeah. Where'd you go to school, Jay?
Colorado Mountain College.
Uh-huh. And what about
Colorado.
You, Victoria? I forget where you went to school.
I was like a professional transfer student. I was at GW, then I was at Monmouth University, and I was in school in London. But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think that there was a very strong legacy, you know, push there. But when you go up to the smaller colleges in New England, like Amherst and all of those, I mean, that's 11% of their student body or something like that are the legacy kids. And, you know, look, I have tons of friends who went to all those types of schools where legacy was a big thing, whether it's Harvard, Yale, you know, the Ivies. Yeah, I mean, they place hold for the legacy people because they know the parents, the kids probably, I mean, in some cases, the kids aren't really up to snuff. And then the parents, you know, add a gymnasium or, you know, they buy a building or whatever, and then they let the kid in. I mean, that's, I don't know, that's taking away from someone who really deserves to be there, who has worked really hard and maybe can't afford to have their family buy a building.
You know, I think it's up to the colleges, the board of directors, private school decided to do this, and that's well because they're running, you know, that should be up to them. They're running the school. They should do what they want. There are some schools that can't afford to do that because they don't have that much of an endowment. Amherst has pretty good endowment, so they can do that. You know, the real kick in the pants is that Harvard, as much as everybody thinks, oh, Harvard, they're the biggest bunch. They're the most prejudiced bunch. They hold on to their billions and billions and billions of dollars of endowment. And there are a lot of kids who could go there that would, you know, sort of fit into their progressive policies, but they don't do that because they don't have to. They make a lot of noise, but they don't really, they don't live up to the standards, I think. At least the locals around here, I think that. If you're from somewhere else, you love Harvard. The locals around here are not so sure. 46 after the hour, MyPillow products. The MyPillow catalog, which you can get online at MyPillow.com, has deep discounts now using the DJV code. Mattress toppers, towels, oh boy, look at these slippers, the dog beds, the blankets. A lot of blankets are selling this time of year. I think this is the second year they've had down comforters in the catalog, and these weighted blankets are in the catalog. They got nice pajamas for the cold weather months. So, MyPillow, give you the same, all the people that buy things, I always hear this from people who love various things about MyPillow. The sheets, yeah, they always go down as being really, because they're so ultra soft and breathable. A sateen weave, luxurious finish. I slept on my MyPillow mat. I have a blue, I have a blue set, a green set, a white set. I think that's, and there's sort of a gray set. They're very cool, literally and figuratively. Everything's machine washable and dryable, as you know, from MyPillow, and you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So right now, take advantage of the things that you need. Buy them right now at great discounts. Use the DJV code. Check it out. See how much you get from 30 to 65% off, depending on what you're buying. One low price, free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time for us to shake the tree, if you will, at 53 after the hour. It's the time when we review the top five items this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here. We'll go from five to number one as usual, Victoria. And at number five, we're focused on Major League Baseball and what they may be doing to help you watch some of the local games, yeah?
Yeah, well, a lot of people have playoff fever right now, so baseball is at the top of everyone's mind. And so MLB knows
go
that
Red
people
Sox.
Want... Yeah, right? Red Sox Dodgers, that's what I'm hoping for. So the MLB has actually had... They've had a loss, a big loss, 12% drop in people viewing their games on traditional TV. They have MLB.TV, which is a streaming service for out-of-market games, but it's not really great. And so they're talking about launching a brand new streaming service that would give you all of the games for about $10 to $20 a month.
Do they give you the audio from whatever the broadcast is? Is that what that stream is?
That would need to be worked out because, you know, every game is different and they have different announcers and rights and stuff. So they're working through all of this, but they're thinking that there is a need for a new streaming service for MLB. NHL and NBA are actually intrigued by this idea. They may eventually even join MLB on the same platform, which could launch as early as 2023, and that's great for sports fans.
Right. Number four... the new company that's going to be building chip plants here, yes?
Well, Micron is a memory chip maker. They supply memory chips for lots of big companies. And so they've announced that they're going to spend $150 billion in the next 10 years. And they're building mostly chip plants. They say they're open to building more in the U.S. as long as they have some, you know, government funding for the chip industry. They want a commitment from the U.S. government. Currently, only 2% of the global capacity of chips are made in America. They used to be the bulk of the chips were made in America, but right. Now it's Taiwan, China, and Korea. So I think it would be advantageous, certainly, for the U.S. government to try to cut a deal with Micron and bring more chips back to America.
Number three, Facebook gets what it deserves again.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations that it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders. Now, the Justice Department is involved in this, and this is actually the largest civil penalty and monetary award that the Civil Rights Division has ever recovered in the 35-year history of this provision. And so Facebook will pay a civil penalty of $4.75 million to the U.S., $9.5 million to the eligible victims of Facebook's alleged discrimination. And essentially, this is all about the H-1B visas. They are temporary, highly skilled workers that come from other countries. And unfortunately, a lot of the American workforce is not up to snuff, and so that's why H-1B visas are so popular in Silicon Valley.
All right, number two, the tracking of Mr. Trump. Or the hacking and tracking.
Yeah. So former President Donald Trump and his team declared Wednesday night that they would soon launch a quote unquote media powerhouse that would help them triumph in their long running war against big tech. However, within hours, their new social media site, which is called Truth Social, it was hacked very easily, and pranksters found a way to create a Donald J. Trump account with a defecating pig as the logo. The Truth Social had absolutely no security whatsoever. Unfortunately, people signed up for this, not a lot, but some people signed up for it, and there's literally nothing that's going to protect your data. And then the other thing is that is not really making national news yet, but they have formed this Trump social media, the Truth Social, and they have formed it as part of a larger company that's going to be a publicly traded company. Well, the CEO they chose, which is very odd, is a Chinese fellow from Wuhan. And so very interesting that the headquarters of this new Truth Social media company is based in Wuhan. So it's just very bizarre. I don't know why you would not want to avoid that. I mean, just the optics alone of, you know, we're still dealing with COVID, and yet they choose a CEO who has run multiple Chinese companies and based in Wuhan. It doesn't really make sense to me, but that's what happened. And so they had to pull the site down because so many people had crashed it, and essentially they're also now being sued already by Mastodon, which is a company that writes code, and they basically are accused of stealing that code and not licensing it properly. It's kind of a mess already,
right.
So we'll see.
The probe into the electronics firms. The use of labor over in Russia, yes? No, in China, sorry.
In China, yeah. So a trio of bipartisan senators sent a letter to Universal Electronics demanding that they provide details on the alleged deal they struck with Chinese authorities to transport hundreds of Uyghur workers to use as labor. So, not good.
Top five items from the world of technology.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.